Mike, what do you think was the big difference last week? Like a big step up from the Iowa State week?
A lot of guys hustling around, and a lot more hustle in practice, a lot more focus, and it clearly showed on the field.
We've sometimes had trouble defending those mobile quarterbacks, option type teams. What was maybe a difference this week that kind of helped you contain Pitt?
Like I said, just the overall hustle, general hustle in practice. It seemed like everybody was trying to get to the ball. And the concentration definitely stepped up compared to 2 weeks ago. People were where they needed to be and showed on the field.
ULM kind of similar scheme. It looks like they're playing, Coach Ferentz was kind of saying they play like just multiple things at you, kind of.
Yes. Yeah, it's kind of funny playing the same offense 4 weeks in a row, but hopefully we have adjusted to it by now.
You like the look of the new defensive line, how it came together with the new look, now the south side?
Yeah, he really stepped up outside, and Tom did a heck of a job inside, and Brian and I think we both stepped up last week as well. So, just looking forward to getting back to work this week and focusing on Louisiana Monroe.
Brian seems to be up in his game again, after a little bit of a slump last year. Do you see that too? Is there a sense of urgency with him?
A few weeks ago, I had made a comment about Broderick looking like the old Broderick, and he's really stepping the tempo up in practice, and he's making everybody want to work to his level. So he's so he has his head on straight, and he's ready to go. And it's fun. It's a great deal to have him back, so to speak.
Are you amazed at how many balls he gets his hands on?
Well, his arms are pretty long, so he's going to knock down something.
Anybody tell you anything about your moves after the sack and you had the little dance there?
Yeah, that was straight blackout moment. I have a few of those. I need to calm it down a bit.
Do it again?
No, I won't do that again.
What was your reaction, or I guess I may back up, when Bruce Davis quit the team? Did that surprise you?
Oh, wow. Honestly, this is actually the first time I heard of that.
They sent out a press release yesterday saying that he had left the team.
I don't really pay attention to a lot of that stuff, but that's a bummer. It's always bad to lose a teammate, to have somebody leave the team for whatever reasons they may have, but pray for him and hope for the best for him and whatever he decides to do.
Going back that sack, and you described it as a blackout moment. What were anybody saying anything to you Sunday when you guys were watching a film and that comes up?
Oh, no, just a couple of laughs, and just a, what I mean? Everybody understood it was a big moment in a big game, and, part of that game changing moment with Micah's interception and the offensive rally and the defensive rally and the whole. So it's just we understand it was emotional, but to make sure you just be a little more in control, don't want to waste too much energy and don't want to possibly get a penalty.
A lot has been said, and deservedly so, of the fourth down stop you guys were able to get, but also before that you had gotten a goal line stand, they had gotten down there, and then you were able to hold them to three. Just how big do you feel that played in how the game was able to unfold and you guys being able to?
Going back and watching the rewatching the whole game, there's a lot of plays that that were pretty big. Stopping the team on first down is always big. Preventing first down is always big. Three and outs are huge. So those are all things that could have led to 3 or 7 points, possibly six. So it's all the stops are big, and they're a lot bigger than what you think they are when you look back on it.